All the students, especially of Vedanta students, and then all the children also, school going children, college children, all of us have to ask for good power of intellection. We need sharp intelligence. Now, for clarity of vision. See, the whole Shastram looks at it differently, no? All our problems are because of our lack of clarity of, okay, vision, clarity of vision. I don't say we don't have clarity at all. We do have clarity of certain things, many things, but not of everything. So all that we need is what? So to see all the subtle facts, seeing means not to through physical eyes, but understand, no, the facts. We have to be sharp intellectually, and we need that. And then, of course, we do make efforts. Our studies, our karma yoga, lifestyle, everything really helps us to become sharp and sharp and sharp. But still, mind has to become subtle and subtle and subtle. That's how it's a growth also. It is emotional maturity. And for which we need really Bhagavan's grace. And we invoke Medha Devi. No? Everything is manifestation of Bhagavan, we say. Medha also is what? The power of intellection also is on Medha. In our culture, you can just look at this Devata and invoke the grace. As a karma, it should work. And we have all Suktams. We have Shri Suktam, want wealth? Come on, invoke Bhagavad, Lakshmi. Shri Suktam. Want good power of intellection? They invoke Medha. We have Purusha Suktam, Shri Suktam, Durga Suktam, Medha Suktam, for everything. Lot, many Suktams. Bhu Suktam, many Suktam. Many, now we invoke the grace of different Devatas. So, okay, let me start with the Medha Suktam. The smallest Suktam, simple, nice, and it's very important for all of us to study this. We want to teach that part of our... We know the value of knowledge of this self. Why? Because we are very clear about our ultimate end. Okay? It's a common human universal end. What is that? Happiness. We use the word moksha. People are very scared of using the word moksha. Know why? Moksha means... we always think of death. That is why people know death, and also old people, sick people, people who are in the deathbed, that's how we think. That's why moksha people don't like. Really speaking, nothing to worry, nothing to feel frightened of. Moksha means freedom from sorrow. So it is happiness. Now, all of us want happiness, painlessness and sorrowlessness. Therefore, for that moksha, knowledge of the reality is the only means. There's no other shortcut method, and all that we can pursue in our life, all that we achieve, accomplish, gain, acquire through our efforts and through all our endeavors and karma, actions and duties, no? What we can achieve is only artha, kama and dharma, not moksha. Moksha can never be attained. Moksha can never be gained. Moksha can never be accomplished or achieved. Moksha is something to be understood and discovered. That is why when I say discovery means what? It is already there, it has to be known. Therefore, knowledge is the only means. Knowing is the only means. And knowledge of what? You can't know happiness itself. Oh, this is what is happiness. You can't know happiness directly. Look at happiness and this is what is happiness. And happiness is available for knowledge, knowing. Only as the surupam of the absolute reality. Param brahma vastu paravastu. Meipurulin surupamahatan நிறைவை புரிந்து கொள்ள முடியும். நிறைவு இஸ் த வேர்ட், ஆக்சுவல் வேர்ட் இன் தமிழ் லாங்குவேஜ், நிறைவு இஸ் த வேர்ட் ஃபார் ஆனந்தா, ஹாப்பினஸ், லிமிட்லெஸ்னஸ், குறையே இல்லாமை, ஆக்சுவல் வேர்ட். ஓகே, அண்ட் ஃபார் தட் லிமிட் ஹாப்பினஸ் ஆனந்தா, தி லிமிட்லெஸ்னஸ் ஹஸ் டு பி நோன் ஒன்லி அஸ் தி சுரூபம் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி, அந்த ரியாலிட்டி ஆஃப் த என்டையர் ஜெகத். The reality of the entire jagat has to be known only as the self. And this is where we understand, we do not know what the self is. If we know what the self is, definitely all day you would have known what the happiness is. Understand? So only when I do not know what the self is, I do not know that I do not know what the self is, and that is why we stumble upon now what? Okay, now I need to know what the self is, because the reality of the jagat has to be known as, the reality of the jagat is the self of the jagat. The self of the jagat has to be known as the self of myself, because I am also part of the jagat universe. And to know the self, again, we saw about how we need shastram, is the only means of knowledge, and we need a teacher to unfold the shastram, and even the shastram is that teacher is available. I have to be mentally prepared also for that knowledge. I have to be emotionally mature, okay? I have to be qualified. I have to be mentally pure and steady. I have to have certain tranquil, mentally I have to be relatively tranquil to gain the jnanam. And therefore, I said that's what we have to live a life of karma yoga. I told you all those things. Then the question came, okay, how does shastram help you arrive at what the self is? Then we saw shastram helps you to understand what the self is not first. Anything which is not the self is termed what? Anatma. Okay, termed as anatma. Anything which is not the self, atma alladhu ellame, is known by the word what? Anatma. Anatma. Anatma means non-self. Why do we have to name it as anatma? Because now we have to distinguish the self from the non-self. Why do we have to say that? If we do not know what the self is, no problem. It is very easy. Nothing wrong. We don't know what the self is, there's no problem. But the problem here is, we mistake the misconception. This is the problem. You know, erroneous perception is the problem. We do not know what the self is. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance cannot cause any problem. But what happens? We mistake the non-self for the self. That is the problem. That is why all our problems are not because of ignorance, but because of our mistaking the non-self for the self. Problems are because of the erroneous self-perception. That is why the error in perception of oneself has to be corrected. There's no way. Why the error itself, when is error possible? Error is possible only because of ignorance. Error is any error. Is because of the ignorance. Therefore, here, because the self, we do not know what the self is, because of the ignorance of the self, we mistake the non-self for the self. Therefore, what is the only solution now? To correct the error in the perception of yourself, you need to know what the self is. That is how you correct the error in your perception of the self. Second thing, you also understand in discovering what the self is, in knowing what the self is, no, you also correct your perception of yourself. At the same time, you also understand what the word happiness means. Ore color rendu manga. We always say now, throw one stone and get two mangoes. Okay, one strike, get two mangoes. How? Knowledge itself is moksha. Knowledge of the self itself is what? Knowledge of moksha. Discovery of self is discovery of moksha. Discovery of happiness. It's like know what the sun is, know what the light is. It are not two different things. Okay, first I know sun, then afterwards I know what the light is next day. No. When you go out and see what there is sun, along with the sun, you see what? The light, the brightness, the brilliance. Isn't similarly, therefore, that's why self-knowledge. And what does Shastram do here? Shastram helps you to arrive at what the self is by negating, by distinguishing, by saying what the self is not. For that, what is the method Shastram uses? Drik, Drishya, Viveka, Prakriya. Subject, object, analysis. Correct. And then we know, so we started negating how anything external to the physical body is not mistaken for the subject. Okay, mistaken for the subject. We know that is an object, this is an object. Okay, everything other than the body, external to the body, is not mistaken for the subject. We know very well, I am the knower. Okay, and anything known to me is an object of knowledge. Therefore, I, the knower, am the subject, different from the known object. There I have no doubt at all. But where the doubt comes? Okay, therefore, and we have to, first the Shastram helps you to understand. Come on, you are very clear, you know English grammar very well. The knower is, subject is never mistaken for the object. Therefore, anything known to you is not the subject, object, you are the knower. Therefore, this physical body, which is gross, tangible, visible, perceptible, heavy, okay, and all of us can see all our physical bodies, and this physical body is known. Therefore, known to you, therefore it is an object of knowledge. Therefore, what? Object of knowledge means you are the subject, different from the object. Therefore, is what now? You are not the body. Understand? Therefore, what we say, the self is not the body. Body is what now? Non-self. Atma is not the body, gross body. Atma, the body is anatma. Then we came to what next thing? I told you, what is that? There's something called subtle body. Okay, and subtle body is what? Subtle body consists of 16 factors. I said 5 sense organs and 5 organs of actions, 5 physiological functions and 1 mind. And we negated all the 5 sense organs as objects of knowledge. Remember, all our seeing power, hearing power, smelling power, you know, the power of taste and touch, everything, all the 5 sense powers are known to you. Therefore, you are different from the known sense objects. Similarly, all the organs of actions, the hands, legs, organ, excretory organ, reproductory organ, your organ of speech, all are known to you. Therefore, you are different from the known organs of action. Similarly, you're also different from you, the self, the knower, this subject, are different from the known 5 physiological functions, such as respiration, circulation, digestion, you know, etc. Therefore, what was left behind was the mind alone. And I said the mind. Okay? And what is mind? Nothing but many thoughts. And what is a thought? Thought modification. What is a thought modification? It's a state of mind. And how many are there? Many. And can we classify them? Yeah, we can classify them for our understanding into 4 groups as Manaha, Buddhihi, Chittam, Ahankaraha. I told you, what are all the types of thoughts which constitute the mind? What are all the types of thoughts which constitute the intellect? And what is memory? And what is Ahankara, ego? I told you all these things. And I tell you, the knowledge, okay, the universe is, now anything is what? Everything, the knowledge that I am, is also what? A thought. Irikkiren engindra arivu kooda enna? Ennam. The knowledge that I am is also a thought. A thought modification. That is why we say, if the knowledge that I am is not there, then the knowledge that the universe is also cannot be there. That is why What is the dead end of the mind? The knowledge that I am. The knowledge that I am is the dead end of the mind. Why I say that? Please listen to me carefully. If one thought, the knowledge that I am, is not there, no other thought can be there. And every thought modification is known to you. Your anger, your desire, your anxiety, your fear, your clarity, your tension, your confusion, your delusion, your fear, your knowledge, your ignorance. Understand. Your being there, you understand, everything is known to you. Oh, the entire mind is known to you. And we say, in waking state, I know I am. That is known to you. And you also know what? In deep sleep state, the knowledge that I am is not there. The universe is not, the knowledge that the universe is not there, that's also known. Therefore, what? The thought being there is known. The thought being not there is known. That means what? Everything is object of knowledge. That means, who is this knower? Who is the I, the knower? This is how, through the Drik Trishya Viveka Prakriya, through the subject-object analysis, Shastram helps you first to distinguish, because we mistake the non-self for the self, because the self and the non-self are inseparably together like the wave and the water, we are helplessly mistake the non-self for the self, and we have to distinguish the self from the non-self first of all, then we can ascertain. Therefore, everything has been negated as non-self. Now, what is the self then? Who is the knower? Who is the knower? Mind also is an object of knowledge. Mind also comes within the category of the known. Okay, who is the knower then? That is why we have another prakriya called Avasthatraya Prakriya. Avasthatraya Prakriya. Avastha means state. Traya means a set of three. Prakriya means a method. So what? So this is also another method of analyzing three states of experience. The method of analyzing the three states of experience. Most of the time we have only two states of experience. Unless we are regular dreamers. Okay? Nobody has every day regularly a dream. Can anybody say that? If there, then they have some problem, okay? Every day regularly I dream. And then I can add a book. They said somebody, you know, in India, they thought, okay, the book of dreams. Every day a person has a big dream. Falls asleep and dream till morning, okay, 8 hours of dream. And you can vivid dream, get up and narrate. So write down everything, okay? The book of dreams. Very funny. It's not possible, okay? Most of the time people have deep sleep state experience and waking state experience. Occasionally we also have what? Dream state experience. But maximum, Shastram has analyzed very well. If at all we have, there are only three states of experience. There is no fourth state of experience. And we can say daydream state experience. Okay, if at all we say. And then that is a different thing. Three states of experience. Three states of experience. And Shastram says, what is that which goes through these three states of experience? Okay? Only mind. Mind alone falls asleep. Mind alone wakes up from sleep. And mind alone goes through the dream. Dream is nothing but projection of the mind. There are three states of experience. There are three states are there. Three states of the mind. In waking state, mind is totally active. Mind is fully active. And in dream state, mind is partially active, half active and half passive. In deep sleep state, mind is totally passive. No thought, no experience, no thought rises. It is where there is no experience of pain, no experience of pleasure, there is no anger, there is no, thank God. If we have desires and angers even in deep sleep state, what will happen? There is no sleep then. That's why it is naturally ordained rest. You are really resting only when you fall asleep. In deep sleep state, no I notion, I am, that knowledge is not there. You have no identity with the body or the mind or senses. There is no sense of, oh, my children, my husband, my wife, my house, my. That knowledge is not there. I sense is not there. My sense is not there. Understand why? The knowledge that I am itself is not there. Your body being there is not known to you. Your senses being there is not known to you. Nothing is known. Everything is there. The sense powers are there. Your mind is there. Your body is there. The world external to the senses, the body exists very much. But what is not there? The knowledge that the universe is not there. The knowledge that the body is not there. The knowledge that I am is not there. Listen, everything is, but the knowledge is not there. Therefore, there's no desire, there's no anger, nothing. Mind, no thought rises. Mind is totally passive. There's no experience. No pain, experience of pain, no experience of pleasure, there's no experience of perception. Nothing is there. And we say, I know the waking state is known. The waking state is known. Your being there is known. You know you are in waking state. You know the universe is in waking state. You know the perception takes place. You know. In waking state, all the sense powers are open. All the five sense objects are perceived. Perception takes place. Understand? And you know the universe is. That means what? You know you are. So in waking state, there is a knower. Come on. If the knower is not there, no knowledge can take place. You understand? Without the knowledge, the known has no existence. If I say, this is a tumbler, this is known to me. I know this is a tumbler when I say, this is a known object. The object cannot be known without the knower. Understand? Therefore, when I say the universe is, what does it mean? The knowledge is. For the knowledge to be there, if you say that there is a known object, there is knowledge. When there is knowledge, there is definitely who? Knower. Therefore, in waking state, there is knower. Similarly, in dream state also, what happens? The world, the senses powers all remain resolved. Perception does not take place. The external world is not there, but there is subtle, okay? In your own mind, there's a dream experience. The mind recollects all the day, all the experiences the mind has gathered during the waking state, it projects and some all mixed things. There is a dream comes, some dream comes. Whatever you intensely think, all those things get together in some sort of dream world. You see, as long as you are dreaming, the dream is real for the dreamer. Understand? And once you wake up from sleep, oh my God.
What a relief.
If it's something very pleasant, you don't like it, okay? Uh-huh. And then you understand and you are able to narrate the whole experience, what you dreamt. Sometimes you can narrate your dream. Sometimes if the dream is not very vivid or clear, you can very well say, oh, I dreamt something, but it's not very clear for me. It's also known. The dream being clear is known, the dream being unclear is known. And you can narrate and give beautiful story of what you have dreamt also the previous night. It means what? In dream world also known. If it is not known, you cannot say next day morning what you that you have dreamt. You cannot say next day morning what you have dreamt. You cannot say that your dream was not clear to you. To say anything, there is experience, isn't it? So dream is known to you. Therefore, in dream state also, there is knower. When I say there is the known, definitely there is knowledge. When I say something is experienced, there is an experience. Once you say there is experience, there must be definitely experiencer, the knower. Therefore, in dream state also, there is a knower. Because we don't know who the knower is. And we say deep sleep state. And just now we saw, in deep sleep state, what happens? Mind is totally passive. No thought rises. The knowledge that I am also is not there. The knowledge that the universe is not there. Why? Because all the mind is resolved. All the sense powers also remain resolved. Therefore, no perception takes place. Understand? All our sense powers are resolved in the mind. And therefore, perception doesn't take place. And therefore, the universe is as good as, universe is not perceived. The universe is as good as non-existent for the one who is asleep. உறங்குகிறவனுக்கு உலகம் இருந்தாலும் இல்லாத மாதிரி. Why? Because the universe is not perceived. But what is not there in deep sleep state? The knowledge remains resolved. Okay? The knowledge that the universe is not there. Nothing is there. There is total ignorance. In deep sleep state, the ignorance is total. There is total ignorance. Total ignorance means what? The knowledge that the universe is not there. The knowledge that the universe is being not there is total ignorance. And not only that, the knowledge that I am is also not there. And the total ignorance is called what? Avidya. உலகம் இருக்கிறது என்ற அறிவு இல்லாமை இஸ் வாட் அவித்யா. அண்ட் நான் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், அப்சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ். அண்ட் வென் யூ வேக் அப் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்லீப், யூ கேன் சே தெர் வாஸ் நோ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஸ்டில் தெர் இஸ் அன் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அப்சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். Experience of non-experience. There's experience of total ignorance being there. You say, I did not know I was. I did not know that the universe existed. I did not know anything. That is known. The knowledge that I am being not there is known. The knowledge that the universe is being not there is known. Understand? Therefore, there was total ignorance. That is known. Total ignorance is known to you. That is why when you wake up from sleep, you are able to say, I did not know anything. How do you know that you did not know anything?
Conscious.
That means you were there. That means what? You were there not knowing you were. Understand? You were always there knowing everything. What? You're being there, you're being not there. That means what? The deep sleep state also is experienced. The nothingness is experienced. No experience was there in deep sleep state. I slept very well. I did not know anything. How is it? That means deep sleep state is experienced. That means in deep sleep state also, really mind, state of mind. Deep sleep state is a state of mind. Dream state is a state of mind. Waking state is a state of mind. Vizhippu nilai, kanavu nilai, urakka nilai, all the three states are experienced. Therefore, when you say all the three states are experienced, there is an experience. Therefore, there must be the knower, the experiencer. In all the three states, the knower is one and the same. Okay? And who is that one knower? That is you. Therefore, there is something, okay? There is something because of the presence of which in deep sleep state, nothing being there is known. That is pure consciousness. Okay? Therefore, the knower, the experiencer of all the three states of experience is pure consciousness. And now understand, we say in all the three states of experience, that which is there in all the three states of experience, knowing all the three states of experience, like the witness, not the witness, okay, like the witness, sakshi, the word sakshi, okay, like the witness, that which is then all three states of experience, like the fourth person, no, is the pure consciousness. Understand? That is why conscience, we use for conscience, this is manasakshi. Konjamada manasakshi irukkuda, we often use in our conversations. Who is manasakshi? Consciousness. Okay, like, see, which time can wave be away from water? Like that, mind can never be away from consciousness. Understand? Therefore, always consciousness is available for recognition as the very knower of all the three states of mind. Just first step, when we are just entering. Is it clear? Therefore, now who is the knower is consciousness. And we say, therefore, consciousness is the substance of the substantive I. Consciousness is there as the conscience. Consciousness is the meaning of the word I. Now I tell you, consciousness is, the mind is known. Waking state is known, dream state is known, deep sleep state also is known. All the three states of experience are possible because of consciousness. Understand? So what does consciousness do? Does consciousness do any action to know the mind? No. Consciousness is all the three states are known. Can we say, when you say no conscious, knower is the consciousness, knower of the mind is consciousness, then knowing is there, knowing takes place. Understand? Then can we say knowing is an action? No. This is where we have to be careful. Knowing is not an action on the part of consciousness. It is the very swarupam. This is how the first lesson I am starting today. Okay, I am touching the first point. Knowing is the swarupam of consciousness. Knowing is the nature of consciousness. It is not an action on the part of consciousness. Jnana swarupam. We say Bhagavan is the home of knowledge, pure knowledge. Understand? So knowing is not an action. Consciousness is every state of mind is known. Okay? All three different states of mind are experienced, become known because of the presence of consciousness. That's why we say knower is consciousness. But because we say knower is consciousness, does it mean one who eats is the eater, one who drinks is the drunk? Okay? One who sees is the seer, one who walks is the walker, one who runs is the runner. Like that, one who knows is the knower. Therefore, it's all actions, isn't it? Does it mean that consciousness, knowing is an action of consciousness? No. That is the very swarupam. Here the question may come, how to understand the, differentiate the action and the swarupam? How to understand? Knowing is not an action, it is the swarupam. How to understand that? Here I can give you an example. A simple example, because we have this light now. See, light is here, okay? There are five bulbs and then light is here. The whole room is full of light. Light is, just the light is, and all the opaque objects come to light. The green color is known, the shape of the color, leaves is known, the feather colors are known, color of the feathers is known, and the chair color is known, the shape is known, the people are all known, all our faces are known to, visible, all perceptible for all of us. How? All the objects are known. We know where the door is, we know where the statue is, we know where the mirror is. How? If it is dark here, totally dark here, utterly dark here, can you see anything? We can't even see who is sitting where. We cannot see who is sitting where. We cannot see which is kept where. We can't see any of these objects. Why? All these objects are opaque in nature. Tamaha oliradavai. Opaque in nature. The opaque objects will not come to light. For all these objects to come to light, there must be light. Understand? So when the light is there, in the presence of light, we see all these objects. That means what? When the light is, all the objects come to light. When the light is not there, these objects cannot come to light. Now I tell you, what action does this light do to illumine this room or to bring these things to light? What action does the light do? Light is, all the objects shine. Oli irundal, ella porulgalum vilanguhindrana. That's why it's called vilakku. Vilanga cheivadal, it's called vilakku. Tane vilangi matrade vilakki. That's why it's called vilakku. Understand? Light is, but to know whether the light is there or not, do I need another light? Please go up, go to your room upstairs and bring another torchlight to know whether the light is there or not. I don't need. Why? Light is self-luminous. Understand? Yeah. And the light is, and for the light to be known, light is not different on other lights. Other similar light, okay? I don't mean the eyes. What I say, light is the opaque objects come to light. To illumine all these objects, light does not do any action. What action does the light do? Mere presence. Sannidhi matrena. Sarvam prakashayati. Just by its presence, light illumines everything. Why? Illumining is not an action. Illumining is the very nature of the light. Tanmai. Vilangat cheidal uliyin sayal alla adhanudaya tanmai. Similarly, Vilangat cheidal oliyin tanmai, it is not an action, na sayal alla. Illumining is not an action on the part of the light, not an action of the light. Illumining is the very nature of the light. Similarly, knowing is not an action of the consciousness. Knowing is not an action on the part of consciousness. Knowing is the very nature of the consciousness. Aridal parambarulin swarupam tanmai sayal alla. Is it clear now? I want to understand the first very important thing is, whenever we start studying, first thing we know is knowing is the swarupam of conscious reality, the consciousness. Swarupam tanmai. Swarupam, I said. Swarupam is a better word. Nature, yeah, tanmai, nature. Intrinsic nature. It is not an action, sayal, alla, I said. Is it understood the difference? Have you understood the difference between swarupam and action? Sayal. Suppose if I take this, a drink is an action. Okay, but light does not do any action to illumine the objects. Light is a mere existence, mere presence illumines things. Therefore, what we can say, I say, if understand, illuminator of all these objects is the light. What I say? Illuminator of all these objects is the light. Just because I say illuminator is the, okay, illuminator is the light. If I say, does it mean illumination is an action like the eater, a seer? No. Understand? Illumination is not an action. I can still say, I use what? But for the light, no illumination is possible. Without the light, okay, these objects cannot come to light. Therefore, from the standpoint of the illumined objects, I say illuminator is the light. Vilanga cheivathu oli. It does not mean illumination is an action. Illumination is the very swarupam. Is it clear? Yes. That should be understand the difference between action and swarupam. Therefore, you can say knowing is the swarupam of the consciousness. Consciousness is the self. consciousness is the Atma. The pure consciousness is the Atma. Understand? Pure consciousness is the meaning of the word I in all the minds. And pure consciousness is of the nature of knowing. Understand? For knowledge is the knowing. They should remember that. That is why we say even the knowing is not an action. We don't say consciousness is the knower. We don't say that. But still we say knower is consciousness. Knower is consciousness. Understand what I am saying? Knower is consciousness. Why I do not say consciousness is the knower, I do not say, but I say the knower is consciousness. Why? Knowing is not an action, but swarupam. If I say consciousness is the knower, if I say, then I make what? Knowing as an action. I mean, understand? Therefore, if I say knower is consciousness, I mean knowing is not an action, it is the swarupam. Now you can tell me, I say sunlight, when the sunlight is, the whole world becomes well lit. The whole world becomes illumined, illuminated. Should I use the word, should I say sun is the illuminator, or should I say illuminator of the universe is the sun? What should I say? Sun is the illuminator. Is it correct? Or the illuminator is the sun? Which is correct? Sun is the illuminator. If you say illumination becomes an action. If I say illuminator of the universe is the sun, then illumination becomes swarupam. Understand what I'm saying? If you say உலகை விளங்கச் செய்கிறவன் சூரியன், விளங்கச் செய்கிறவன் சூரியன் சொன்னா that's correct. Then சொரூபம். Understand? சூரியன் விளங்கச் செய்கிறவர் if I say
தமிழ்ல correct இருக்கு, இங்கிலீஷ்ல கொஞ்சம்
illuminator, because English is the problem is what happens. I don't know, you can understand, not difficult anyway. Listen. Anyway, light is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is the light. Why? Illumining is not an action. It's the very nature. Light need not do any action to bring all the objects to light. Light is, everything comes to light. Similarly, consciousness is, dream state is known, deep sleep state is known, waking state is known, all the three different states are known. Is it clear now? Anyway, understand, this much is enough today. Let me come back and teach, speak to you next week, so we'll be fresh. So here, now we know this, through this, it's only just introduction, we'll analyze.
One, the dead body, is it the enemy? Is it something that,
No, I tell you. No, about the death other things, I'll speak to you later on. Now, see, what I'm saying, when you are in the Shvetananda class, Shastra classes, all your questions and queries you can keep aside. Okay? You can write them down and keep aside. All these questions will be answered exactly when it has to be answered. If I say any answer, it will confuse you now. I'm not supposed to say any answer. Why? Because all the questions should be kept aside. Now, whatever I have said today, it should be very clear. Now you know very well how the self is the subject. Self is not the thing, but self is available for understanding as the subject. Not subject, okay? Self is not even the subject. Self of everything is available for recognition as one's own self. And the self is available for knowledge, recognition only as the subject. This is how you have to arrive at what the self is. When you distinguish, because you mistake the body, mistake the mind, mistake all the senses for the self. You mistake the whole body, mind, sense complex for the self. Understand? And you think anything external to the body is non-self. In fact, the non-self, not only anything external to the physical body, this physical body also is what? Non-self. Understand? And here, that is why we have to distinguish first the self from the non-self. And how do you distinguish the non-self? You understand anything known is an object. It is not the subject. And we say self is available for recognition only as the subject, as the knower, not as the known. And that is why we negated the body, the sense organs, organs of action, five physiological functions, then the mind. And we also analyzed three states of mind. Oh, there is something called dream state. There is something called deep sleep state. There is a waking state. The waking state experience is there. Therefore, there is knower in waking state. And the dream state is known. Therefore, there is knower in dream state. And the deep sleep state, there is no experience is there also is known. Non-experience is known. Therefore, there is knower. And what is there? What is that which is there as the knower? Knowing everything in all three states of experience is the only one thing that is consciousness. Therefore, there is nothing. Okay, consciousness is the every state of mind is known. Therefore, the knower of all the three states of experience is consciousness. Pure consciousness. And second step I said, consciousness is, everything is known, but knowing, okay, therefore we say knower is consciousness. Why? Because understand, if the consciousness is not there, mind cannot be known. Understand? Mind will not be known without the knower. Therefore, from the standpoint of the known different states of mind, we say the knower is consciousness. Why? Because knowing is not an action of the consciousness. Knowing is not an action on the part of consciousness. It is the very nature of consciousness. I want to understand that much today. And that's why I gave the example of the light. And the light is everything, light illumines everything. We say everything becomes illumined. Ellam vilangugindrana. And that means, but still we can say light is the illuminator of everything. I can say that. Well, because if the light is not there, nothing can be illumined. But still, illumination is not an action on the part of the light, because light does not get up and go and do something to illumine the objects. Light is sannidhi matrena. Remember that one sentence. Sannidhi matrena. Just by its presence. Where you are supposed to go and feel. That's why the temple are all called sannidhi in India. Swami sannidhi. Means what? Presence of the Lord. Sannidhi matrena, just by mere presence, does not do any action. Okay? The reality doesn't need to do any action. But it's the mere presence, it illumines everything light. Similarly, consciousness by its mere presence knows all the three states of mind. Knowing is what? Nature of the consciousness. Is it clear? Not an action that you have to remember. Therefore, Atma or the self, the meaning of the word I is consciousness. Now we know the consciousness is the reality of the entire universe. The reality of the entire universe is available for recognition only as the subject, only as the meaning of the word I. There is no way of stumbling upon consciousness at all. Understand? And this knowledge, as we study more and more and more, this knowledge of what you've understood as consciousness will become clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. Okay? Hereafter, there'll be enhancing of the clarity. புரிந்து கொண்டதை என்னுடைய தெளிவு அதிகமாகும். Understand? There'll be clarity will be enhancing. That's all. And then that's how it becomes very clear. About death, what happens to the body, everything we'll talk in when the time comes. Is it okay? Today this much is clear? What I said is clear? I know you, what all, lot of things are there. But I'm going to talk to you about the consciousness, everything. About the body, what happens to the soul, everything. Everything we talk. But slowly, systematically. It is like, I tell you why. Why I am not allowed, tradition does not allow the students to ask any questions in between. Until, the student listens to the teacher, that doesn't mean you should not ask questions at all. All the students are allowed to ask as many number of questions as possible, but they're not allowed to ask questions until, the teaching takes place for a length of time. In the course of time, in due course of time, all your doubts will be, queries will be resolved. It's like why the Shastram tells you, and I explain to you the reason. I'm going to talk to you about it. Suppose the teacher, it is like, when you listen to anything, you have to listen to the teaching systematically. Systematically means what? What should be understood first should be understood first. What should be understood the second day should be understood on the second day. What should be understood on the third day should be understood only on the third day. What should be understood on the fourth day should be understood only on the fourth day, not on the second day. Understand? Sometimes what happens? So what should be understood on the 15th day should be understood only on the 15th day. Then things will, because you see the connections, links, will be very clear. Otherwise, it will be confusing. If at all you ask me the questions, I can try to say an answer. You may get some answer also. It will be like what? You can't understand the link, connection. Then it will go and sit like a stray idea. There are many things. It's like suppose you want to make this table, okay? And in this country, people all work on their own. You go to the shop, not this table, okay? You want to buy, okay, make this chair. You go to the shop, and in the shops, they sell all these parts, okay, fitting. To make a table, all those things what you want, no? Four legs, and the piece of wood, and then you cut all those things, and some screws and everything you buy. You buy a big packet of things and keep it here. Does it serve any purpose? No. It's what? You collect all the stuff you want to make a table and you put them in a corner. It'll be heap of things. There'll be a heap of things which does not serve any purpose. You've got all the four legs, you've got the table, okay, the piece of wood you need, the board you need, everything you've got. You've got the screws and things, they're not of any use. Suppose some other person comes who has no idea of what carpentry is all about. That person tries to fix up, okay? He puts the leg on the top and puts the board on the bottom, still doesn't serve the purpose of the table. Will it be of any use? No. This is how the collecting different ideas, without understanding systematically, collecting ideas will be like what? Will be like collecting things and putting them together in a heap which does not serve any purpose. But if you study systematically means what? Oh, there are the four legs. First here, second here, third one, fourth one. then on the floor, other person, and put the board on it, and correctly, exactly know where to screw, and make it, oh, everything fits there. Then, have a beautiful table made, and it serves a purpose. Like that, all these questions are possible. Questions one may have, I'm also, it's also part of my teaching. In Sampradaya, in traditional, that's why we don't allow people reading books on their own. You can read books out of curiosity and interest. Nothing will go. There won't, vagueness will be there forever. It won't give you any clarity. Some understanding you can try to make out, but it won't be clear. It's like, you know, all people who come to India buy a lot of books and read stuff, read Paramahamsa Maharamahamsa, Ramana Maharishi's books and that books and these books we read. You can read a lot of stuff, you can understand here and there stuff. It's like all collecting stray ideas, you know, like putting heap of stones together. But you have to systematically place stone after stone, then paste the cement, put it, then raise the wall, then beautifully put the roof on the top. Understand? That is the problem in this country. No discussion is allowed until for a length of time, the student has to listen to the teacher quietly without asking any questions. You can have all the questions, but you are allowed to ask the questions last. You can ask, nothing wrong. But what I say, I'll answer to you later on. And in the due course of time, your question will be answered. That's what I'm saying. It's nothing, it's a part of my teaching. I'm not pointing out this. Just a thing, as a part of my teaching, I'm saying this. The sampradayika sikshanam, traditional teaching, means we have to, for a length of time, the student has to listen to the teacher. Listen and listen and listen and listen and listen. All that queries will be answered, doubts will be cleared.
Sure.
And then when there is any doubt, for a length of time, when something is completed, okay, it becomes complete, still there are doubts, and the teacher, the student can always ask the questions. And the student need not accept what the teacher says, but you should be open. Okay, open, stop, be open, listen to the teacher openly, and any doubts you have, keep aside, or write in the paper and keep aside. And you see, in due course, all doubts will be cleared. Okay, and after some time, you can always ask questions, and I have to give all the answers. Is it clear? This is a part of traditional teaching. That is why I give example of buying the stuff and keeping them in a thing. Systematic means what? Put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where it should be fixed, how it should be fixed, which screws should go where. Then you know the connections.